We figured it was just a matter of time.
What's that?
And on a show where Tommy and I say a lot of stupid things, this is the worst prediction we've ever made.
Oh.
Because it seems Rochester is a place where people want to live. And there is no sign of that ever letting up.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It was like 7-8 years ago. How long ago did you buy your house, Kimmy?
About 4 years almost.
All right, so maybe it was 5-6 years ago. Kimmy and her husband were looking for a home, and we were having a discussion in this room about the all of the sudden exploded housing market in Rochester.
Yeah.
And you and I gave her advice.
Yeah.
Because you were in here, Kimmy, talking about how expensive homes were.
Oh, yeah.
And
nuts back then.
You got it.
Yep.
So do you remember what we told her?
I said, pump the brakes, let the market settle, buy on the dip.
Yeah.
Don't buy at the high because you're spending too much money right now. It's going to crash, and you're going to get it for at least a third less.
And I agree with you.
Yeah. That's how markets work.
No, yeah, we weren't the only ones.
Pat and I have been playing a real estate game for a long time, Missy.
Wait it out.
That's right.
It's Rochester, right? Housing prices will go back to normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And from the moment you and I said that into a microphone, Rochester real estate has been on a rocket to the moon. And two stories from over the weekend show how bad, or I guess how good, it's gotten.
What happened?
So first off, right now, the greater Rochester area has the fastest selling homes in the country.
Damn, number one.
According to Redfin, homes in Rochester are on the market for an average of 13 days.
God.
There is no city in America where homes are selling faster. And this is like the fifth time we've been on this list for Redfin in the last 6 years for fastest selling homes on average in America. But more specifically, there is a new area people are trying to get to in the greater Rochester.
So they pinpointed like number one?
You got it. Fairport has been named one of the top 10 hottest neighborhoods in America. In a different study.
Wow.
So this study shows that home prices in Fairport have increased almost 50%.
50%?
Since last year.
Wait. God damn, man.
Since last year.
So what's a house cost in Fairport?
$4 billion.
I bet.
On top of that, over 80% of homes in the last year sold in Fairport were sold for above asking price. 80.
Yeah, yeah, who is accepting, Jeff? Whatever you want to give me, man.
This is the first time Fairport has been on this list, but they're not the first community from our area to make this list. Both Irondequoit and the North Witten neighborhood have been here in past years. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When is this going to end?
It has to. It has to. It's impossible.
I didn't say is it. I said when.
Soon.
When?
But what's soon? And why do you think it's going to be soon?
Because eventually the market's just going to dry up. It's going to be.
You're saying?
People won't have the money to buy those homes.
So the market will have to come down.
I would think you're right, but where's the house prices just keep going
up. So where's
up?
This money coming? If everybody's broke, nobody's got $400 in the bank, nobody can buy. We elected people based on the price of eggs. Like, people said, I'll lower egg prices. All right, you're elected. Like, if we're that broke, where's all this cash coming from?
Says man who lives in Pittsburgh. Shut up. You know where the cash is coming from. It's coming from rich mommies and daddies. That's where it's coming from.
But that's going to dry up.
Grandma and grandpa just got done at Oak Hill, and they're going to cut me a check to buy me a beautiful new home. I talk like this even though I'm 24 years old.
But they have a clam sandwich? No, but that's got to dry up at some point.
When?
I don't know. Who's got money?
Shut up. Okay. All right, look.
No, everybody's tapped out.
There are other communities, Kimmy, that have been on these lists we just spoke about and have showed up and disappeared. Rochester, for some reason, just keeps sticking. What about our area has kept our housing market one of the hottest in America, if not the hottest, for like 7 straight years? Because you can make the argument we have low cost of living here, and it's true.
Yeah, but there's a lot of places that have that.
That's just it. There are other communities that can boast we have cheap houses, and people, they still have to entice people to live there. What about us stands out over those places? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What the hell is going on?
I would say we probably have some of the nicest communities compared to like Syracuse, Buffalo, Albany.
Like suburbs or something?
Yeah, like if you look at those towns compared, like take the nicest areas of Buffalo.
Okay.
Syracuse and Albany.
You think? No.
It's not even close.
Come
like,
on.
If you look at Pittsburgh, Victor, Fairport, You don't find those in those.
East Aurora, Orchard Park.
They may not have as many really nice suburbs, but there are some really rich communities in Syracuse and Buffalo.
I'm not saying rich. I'm saying that look that nice.
Donnie, you sound like such a homer right
now. Yeah, you do.
And by the way,
I don't want to give those other places credit, but you can't say that we're the only ones with a Pittsford.
Maybe you just don't know nice. I know nice.
No, you don't.
I live in nice.
No, you're not.
I know it's not nice.
You squat in nice.
I know it's not nice.
You live under the bridge in nice. And here's the thing, man. You compare them to Buffalo and Syracuse. We're not comparing to Buffalo and Syracuse. We're comparing to the country, countrywide. Mm, because Buffalo's market isn't as hot as ours. Syracuse's market isn't as hot as ours. For some reason, Rochester just keeps sticking to the top, and we cannot nail down why the hell it will not cool. Yeah, way to go.
Well, I gave you my thought.
Oh, it's going to drop. You said that 6 years ago.
No, how nice everything is.
Just matter of time. Stupid. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Once again, Rochester has shown up on Redfin. It's a real estate company thing.
Thing?
I don't know. I'm not smart. I got it from a guy we used to work with. Rochester has the hottest market for housing in America. Homes in Rochester are on the market and for an average of 13 days. That is the shortest time in America. On top of that, Fairport has been named one of the top 10 hottest neighborhoods in the country. Homes in Fairport have increased 50% prices since last year, and 80% of homes sold in Fairport last year sold for above asking. What the hell happened to people want to leave Rochester? Because it wasn't that long ago everybody wanted out of Rochester.
Well, they were leaving.
Well, they were, but then I feel like the pandemic happened and we saw like a lot of, at least like in my experience, a lot of the people I knew that were from here that moved away maybe for like a few years in like their early 20s were all coming back around that time.
Okay.
And I think it's, I mean, the people I know, they've gone on to different jobs since then, but they were also able to keep their big city job here, and they were kind of like making more, you know, in comparison. So they were able to like get a bigger apartment, have maybe buy a house here compared to where they came from.
Okay, so is remote work the thing that's driving this? Folks working in other cities?
I don't know. I don't know if it's still like that, but I know that that's what initially drew a lot of people back home.
But that would be all, to your point, that would be like that all around the country, though. Like people that left areas and came back.
Well, no, because if I'm making a Boston, New York City, Atlanta salary living in a big city, I'm just making my salary. If I'm making a Boston, Atlanta, New York City salary in Rochester, I'm living high on the hog.
Right.
Compared to what I'd be spending for a home apartment in the greater Boston, New York, Atlanta metro area. So, like, if folks are still leaving for down south, like people that are still, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you want to have fun in the sun, man.
It makes this even more insane because what we're looking at here, it would indicate we are replacing more people than we're losing. That's the only way that these homes would be selling so quick, right? Unless I'm missing something.
So all right. So.
Because, like, you still have those friends that are like, oh, as soon as I can, I'm out of here, man. I'm going to Florida, North Carolina, Arkansas, whatever. Not Arkansas, probably, but the other two.
But I think some people may have gotten tired of Florida for many reasons. Mm. It may be coming back, too.
So we did see a study that there was a big mass exodus because people didn't understand, one, the cost of living was so high, two, the weather was so brutal, three, it's really hard to get around.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many of that affected Rochesterians.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you talk all that crap about New York, I'm going to Florida, you can't come back.
No, you can come back.
Tail between your legs. Oh, not as good as I thought it was. Remember when I said this place sucks? Doesn't suck as much as I thought it was going.
What happened to your voice?
This is what happens when you live in Florida. It's like humanity gets in your vocal cord. Jacob writes us on Instagram. Easiest way to get us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, land across the street from me sold to build a house in the Penfield-Fairport border. It sold for $898,000? Just the land?
Wait, no.
No.
Sold to build a house.
I can't imagine.
So just property. How much property was it?
I don't know. Jacob, how much property was it? We'll wait here quietly until he responds.
It'd be like farmland? You can't just tell me like one
you're
lot.
Right. It could be a giant.
You can't tell me a one lot went for almost $1 million.
Even if it's
not on the water.
Yeah, it's on Fairport Lake, stupid.
That's what I'm saying. If you're not on the lake,
what do you want?
Even those lake houses don't go for that much.
What do you say? He said after the build. Okay, so it was with the house. It's still a $900,000
house. Yeah, that's insane. That's $1 million piece of property.
Fairport, Penfield? God. All right, so there were things when people were threatening to leave or leaving for Florida, whatever, North Carolina, that kept people here. Family was a number one.
Sure.
Is family now enough with the prices of homes in Rochester to keep people in the area?
That's why you're coming back?
Or staying in the town you grew up in.
Oh, you don't want to leave now.
Could be that combined with, you know, if you're starting a family, the cost of childcare.
Childcare in New York is expensive.
That's what I'm saying. You stick around family.
Okay. So, like, we know, we reference this every once in a while. Sandy, who works down on the Buzz, our dear friend, she grew up in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her husband, Mike Danger, who you also hear on our show, because radio is the most incestuous business of all time, trying to get my wife an afternoon show. They were going to move to the east side, and they decided against it.
Wait, just the east side of town?
Yeah, because she didn't want to be far away from her mom.
Oh, wow.
A 20-minute drive.
Yeah, that's not much.
So they bought a house in the same neighborhood.
So they live, like, block from her mom?
Walking distance to her mom.
I don't know how people do that.
Her sister does the same thing.
If I was two blocks from my parents, I would definitely buy a rifle.
For God's sakes, man.
No, just to scare them off. Like, can you imagine living next to your parents?
No.
That would just... And I'm Sicilian saying this, man. I want nothing to do with those people. I love them to death. But, like, to be that, like, handcuffed, I couldn't do it.
The point I'm making is this. If I grew up in Fairport, Penfield, Greece, you know, nice parts of town, and I want to buy a home near my parents, is that feasible anymore?
Well, it doesn't sound like you can.
I'm asking.
What, are you going to spend $1 million to live next to Ma?
We're finding out that people that, you know, thought they were going to be, you know, Fairporters, Penfielders, Pittsforders for life are now moving towards the west side. In fact, what was it, 3 weeks ago, we talked to a guy who moved from the east side to Greece, said he loved it, said he felt like he was lied to his whole life about what Greece was like.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you got folks that are living in communities they've never even gone to before because it's the only place they can afford to buy a house.
Yeah.
And
you got to build out a little bit, so you're kind of in, like, almost no man's land. And that leads want something new.
And that leads to bears, which is not good for anybody. But, like, in turn, those people moving to those places that had, you know, lower real estate costs is driving up the cost of homes in those places.
Right, so that's doing the same thing.
252 WCMF. All right. We've been talking for 16 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
No one has come up with any idea as to, A, why our market is so hot, and B, when it's going to end. You just keep saying soon.
Well, we need a shrewd real estate guide to guide us.
Well, I don't know if this is this guy, but we do have a lot of smart listeners.
Okay.
Maybe Mike can figure it out. He's on CMF. Okay. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duff, how's it going?
Good, man.
So there's, like, four things that, to me, kind of stand out for this area. So one is our geographic location. We have lakes, lots of them. We've got a good amount of easy-to-access countryside. And we're not that far from, like, the Adirondacks or Niagara Falls or New York City.
They do call us Land of Seven Lakes.
I mean, you know, there's a little bit to the lots of fresh water available.
Sure.
There's a lot of technology jobs that are coming to the area. And the Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo technology hub district is developing and it's getting a lot of attention from the government. And there's a lot of funding coming this way. And that with that also comes the three primary colleges that are in the area, right? You got RIT, U of R, and MCC. And MCC is one of the largest community colleges in the country from what I've seen. And the last one is our weather, right?
Weather sucks.
Yeah, we get snow. It doesn't suck that bad. We don't get hurricanes. We don't get tornadoes.
Sucks butt, man.
I'm with Mike on this
year.
One, though. Yeah, but just I also don't have to worry about, like, a tornado ripping through my house.
Like, rattlesnakes and scorpions and, you know, grizzly bears, you know, so it's a pretty safe area to hang out in.
No, Mike, look, everything you said I agree with, right? Like, you're right. The jobs...
They
make sense.
The
fact
lakes.
That you have these high-end colleges that may be keeping kids in town.
MCC, man.
Makes sense, right? The weather makes sense. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think, Mike, based on my entire life living here, watching how the cycle of Rochester has gone, that we would all of a sudden so quickly be in a place where homes just exploded and you can't find a place to live.
But people want to be here.
Yes, it's my... Well, no, I know people want
to
be here.
No, I'm saying, like, because we're a long time, nobody wanted to come here. Now they're coming in.
I think they've also... But they've also gone out and tried other areas and realized.
Well, they took that
what?
MCC degree out there and tried to knock the world on its ass. Now they're going to come back here and stare at the lake.
One of the seven.
Well, sometimes there's nothing like coming home, right?
All right. Well, Mikey, thank you for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
His ass is wrong.
I don't disagree with the points Mike made. I guess what I'm getting at is we're not unique for those things.
No,
right?
Everybody
there's other communities that have that, and maybe we're the lowest cost of living, which is bringing people that are used to spending more money in Rochester. I don't know, man. It's still mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's been going on for so long.
Yeah.
So long. We're looking at 6-7 years now with this. Sure, look at you. It's so, I hate guys your age. You don't even own a house and you're smugly looking off in the distance. You should have got into the ground floor. Should have married a woman with a roof. Yes. Like I did.
You got to know, you got to seize those opportunities, baby. Got to make your move.
I will read one more Facebook message, right, and then we will move on. Again, Rochester was one more time, well, one more time for now, number one for Redfin's home on the market average. They measure how long it takes to sell a house. They were number one in America. We were 13 days on average. A house is on the market for sale. More specifically, Fairport has been named one of the top 10 hottest neighborhoods in America. Home prices in Fairport have increased almost 50% since last year, and almost over 80% of houses sold for above asking. We knew this was coming in before we got out of here. Bob's got the last word. Should I do it in regular voice or Bob voice?
Do Bob voice.
These aren't families buying houses. There's a major corporations buying them to flip them and rent them out, and that's why we can't buy houses. It's corporations. Nobody wants to live in Rochester. Okay.
This is dead on, Bob.
Thank you.
I think he's here.
All right. So here's the thing. Yeah. First off, let's say it was corporations, right? And they were buying the houses.
Maybe it accounts for some percentage.
But let's say it's all, Kimmy. Let's say it's all in Bob's argument, right? It's all corporations. The corporations are buying the homes to flip them or rent them out. But nobody wants to live in Rochester.
Yes.
There's that new corporate business plan called buy homes where nobody wants them.
So they're empty?
How would that? What?
And you're out of money?
But further. Right. Yes. In major cities, there have been issues with like private firms buying up real estate to either turn them into Airbnbs or put them as part of their like real estate portfolio.
Yeah.
Kimmy, to your point, I don't know how much that is happening here, if it's happening at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about the couple of houses that sold recently around me, and like they went for way over asking, just like, you know, everybody's experience has been, and it all seems like they're just, you know, single people or families moving in there. I don't see, you know, like a, it's not, I don't think they're renters.
Well, it's not like you would see like five guys in suits waking up every day.
No, but it's
a corporation that bought this house.
But, but it seems like they got there, they moved all their stuff in. It wasn't like you saw like a different people in and out all the time.
I mean, I would make an assumption, and you know what they say when you assume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That if, you know, real estate stuff, when somebody buys a house, it's public knowledge. You can see who did it.
Right.
Like, if I'm assuming there's people keeping an eye on this stuff. If we started to see corporation
corporate
buying
cesspool.
A house, it would end up in some kind of news story.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody knows it, I'd love to see the information, because that would be a way to try to prevent this from happening. Mm-hmm. But, Bob, pretty obvious people want to live here.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful weather.
Shut up.
Sometimes.
Shut up. You are Bob. You are Radio Bob. Let's take a break. It's like the one thing that brings every generation together.
What's
right
that?
Now. It revived an industry thought to be long dead. And this weekend, it was on full display in the city of Rochester. It is hard to find people that don't appreciate what this has once again become. That is, unless you look at the man who is sitting directly across from me. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Over the weekend.
So different.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
Was Record Store Day.
Record Store Day. Let's go to the Record Store.
There were events.
And then the candy shop.
There were events at record stores across the greater Rochester area, but Ground Zero was the record archive.
Yeah, that was like Ground Zero for smug dicks.
Folks camped out overnight.
Camped out.
The line to get in when the doors open was hundreds of people deep.
What a bunch of chumps.
And for those not familiar with Record Store Day, tons of artists will release limited edition or new release live albums, things like that, in an effort to give a shot in the arm to local record stores.
Yeah.
And you can only get these things at like the local independent record stores. It has become a massive event over the last 20 years, and it is so much fun. Kimmy, did your husband go to Record Store Day on Saturday?
He did not, actually. Ooh. Normally he does, so maybe he forgot it was going on.
Yeah, he's got a job. He's got a man job.
Yeah.
He got to be down there with them soft boys buying your vinyl with your cryptocurrency.
Okay.
I think that you're confusing multiple groups there.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Yeah, they all look the same to me, I'll tell you that.
Tommy, you
doesn't everybody at this point?
You didn't make it down to Record Store Day?
No, I was at a crypto, man.
To buy the vinyl.
Yeah.
That you say is old and stupid.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Will you finally admit
no.
that vinyl being popular again is good for everyone.
Why, yeah, if you're selling it, you got these suckers lining up to buy old crap.
Why are they suckers?
Because I have everything on my phone I need.
Sounds different.
Why would I want to this is the best it's ever been.
No, I mean, look, I agree with you that it is much easier to get your music
easy.
From your phone.
It's the easiest.
Okay, but look, man, the fact of the matter is it doesn't sound the same. It sounds different. It doesn't.
You can put the hi-fi on and push the coffee table back and do some shindig tonight.
You know, I have a record player and I collect records and I enjoy listening
to them. But you were always a weird kid. You were always into weird crap. I like Queen, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get it.
Who doesn't like Queen?
I don't like Queen.
Yeah, because you're lame and stupid.
Sounds like stupid opera.
Sounds like stupid opera. What are you, five? Yeah, he was doing that too. Shut up with the clams, for God's sake. Look,
yeah,
it's fantastic for local business. Mm-hmm. The Hog Record Archive, Needle Drop Records, the Bop Shop, Hi-Fi Lounge. I know I'm forgetting some record stores here in Rochester, but all of those places got a huge pop financially on Saturday. It's great for people who love music. Because you are exposed to this community of people who want to introduce you to all kinds of new things. That keeps classic artists alive, Tommy.
It's not a way. We play classic rock.
Yeah, no, you don't, actually. You have the opposite effect. Right. They need Record Store Day because you keep chasing people away for classic rock. Look, there's a reason why classic rock music is still one of the top three most popular genres in America. I would argue not only it's because it's fantastic, but because vinyl being popular again brings people back to it.
So are people... Okay.
Finally, before you start running your stupid
mouth. I just have questions. I'm not being judgy.
Vinyl being produced again is legitimately saving some artists and letting them to continue to make music for a living. Streaming makes no money for artists.
Mm.
Selling physical music makes way more cash, and it turns some of their albums into collector's items. It is a win for everybody. You're right. Taylor Swift doesn't need Record Store Day.
But let's help out Foghat.
There are really good bands that 30 years ago would have been able to make a living doing this that don't anymore. And things like Record Store Day and the fact that cassettes and CDs are once again being produced and sold.
Wait, they're selling cassettes?
Yeah, there's a cassette section of new music and Record Archive.
Why would you buy a cassette?
I thought it was strange, too.
I thought it
too.
Was all like older. I didn't know it. New. Like they were making new cassettes.
Are they doing like 8-tracks, too?
No, I haven't seen
8-tracks. The worst thing ever invented?
No, they have a new cassette section.
But so people are buying stuff to play that with, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would have to. So, like, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Not to get too deep here, like, locally, there was a band, the Chesterfield Kings.
Yeah.
Very talented.
They've been around forever.
And they're huge.
In Europe.
In Europe. Like, legitimately. Like, it's not one of those, like, stupid, like, oh, we're bringing you up. Like, they are.
Yeah.
30, 40, 50, 40 years ago when that band started, if they started in this climate, they wouldn't be able to do that for a living.
No.
Because they would not be able to sell their records and have physical music. This is keeping musicians employed, doing stuff full-time, creating art. What is the problem with that?
I have no problem with that.
No, you do, actually. You have all of the problem with that.
But it's just a fad.
It's okay.
It's going to go away, bro. It is.
Everything eventually goes away.
There's a reason why this thing went away in the first place.
But maybe it just kind of shifts around, though, right? Because if cassettes are coming back, maybe that's the next thing. It's, you know, I think there is something to people wanting to have a physical, own that music and have like a, have it, be able to hold it, you know?
Right.
And whether it's records, cassettes, CDs, like I think there will always be some format where it's a physical way of holding onto that music.
My girls love records. They're 12 and 14.
Well, they love it because you've introduced it to them.
No. Because up until vinyl got popular again, they had no way of holding their music. They lived in a world of nothing but streaming.
They were a little after CDs.
Yep.
They never had that.
Never had it. So, like, when my daughters realized they could buy something with the artist on the front of it, read the lyrics inside, all the cover, all that stuff, it was amazing to them.
All right. I got two questions.
Go nuts.
Bitter man in the back here.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
How much does these records cost?
They're expensive. Like, anywhere between, I mean, like, you're looking on the low end of $20. Standard is $30. Double albums can go, like it used to be, up to like $50, $60, $70.
$70 for a goddamn album?
Double, triple
album.
Well,
a new one. Yeah, new. We're talking new. Because you can go there and find, like, used ones for much cheaper.
I mean,
you got to know where to dig and what to look for.
And what do they sound like when you get them home?
Well, it all depends. I have not had a bad experience buying used records.
By the way, so are they making stereos?
Yeah.
Like you can buy full hi-fi, like receiver, speakers.
You can buy used ones. You can buy new ones.
I mean, I have like a little setup where it's the record player with the speaker in it at home, made by Victrola. I guess somebody bought the name for that. and that just sits on my.
But I'm talking like the old school standard.
Yeah, they make
like,
all that stuff.
Stereo system.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then you got to put all that crap up, and you got to wire it all up.
Yeah.
What a pain in the ass.
You don't have to. Like, there are other ways of. You have so many more options now. You can do it the old school way, but you don't have to.
I would think if a guy my age is getting into this, he wants his old stereo back.
Yeah, well,
he may have never gotten rid of it.
Yeah, but he wants his, like, with Kenwood speakers and those gigantic receivers.
Look, they sell that stuff, used hi-fi stuff at the Record Archive. They have a whole section of audio equipment.
That's got to be a fortune. That stuff was always expensive.
So I've never actually looked at it because I know if I look, I'm going to want to buy it. So I'm staying away from that section of the Record Archive. I spend enough money there already.
All right.
252 WCMF. It was Record Store Day over the weekend a couple of years ago. Tommy thought vinyl coming back was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He yelled and yelled. And then as it got more popular, he was forced to dig his heels in, even though you should be the one guy that enjoys this.
What am I putting all this crap?
I'm not even talking about buying it. You can embrace it without going out and buying records, stupid.
Embrace you, record boy.
Let's talk to Bill.
Come here, record boy.
Hey, Billy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Pat. I went out on a record store day.
Did you go down to get a hi-fi store? Can get yourself an album?
Can you let Bill speak?
Jeez.
Yes. Tommy, what's funny is Tommy's crowd is the one that's really driving this. The jazz crowd is the one that they buy and spend the most money on records, especially on old records and used records. But the reissues of jazz have shot up, and they're the most expensive, and they're the most wanted. So, you know, he can make fun all he likes, but it's his crowd that's really driving this, even more than the classic rock crowd.
Pat, what would those people sound like when they were standing in line looking to purchase their jazz album?
Did they have an instrument or not?
Your call.
Well, they all had their... I'm scared. This is really hard.
So this thing you love so much is full of me's who you hate.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Is it's the one thing that exists today that is a generational bridge. Because, Bill, how old are you, buddy?
Yes, I'm 59.
So Bill's 59. He was standing in line with 17-year-old kids. What did you get at records? Where did you go, first of all?
Well, I went over in Brockport. I didn't have to stand in line because the Brockport record store is small. So, you know, he didn't really have a line. But, I mean, there are definitely places where you stand in line. I got a live Stone Temple Pilots and live Judas Priest from 1982.
Nice.
Which happened to be the year I saw them on tour. So which is why I wanted to buy that one.
You know, nobody cares, right?
I care. I think this is interesting.
This is when he walks around the house talking about while his wife contemplates killing herself.
Actually, my girlfriend picked out the Stone Temple Pilots, so it's not like
stupid.
It's not like it's a just a guy thing, and I'll admit, I just got two boxes of records from my aunt. She's 70 years old, and they had some great old records in
Guy
there.
Guy Lombardo live, man.
Yeah, hey. And I found one that we used to listen to when I was younger, and I sat and listened to it, and all of a sudden it was that time again. So, yeah, it's worth it. It's worth the memories that you get when you're my age. Now,
I'm your age, and I don't want my Aunt Dot's album collection of crap.
Wait, you don't want Count Basie?
Count Basie and Don Ho.
Wait, your mom was there?
You know what? There were plenty mixed in there, so...
So your aunt had a slutty side.
Okay, Bill, do not argue with this man. Do not argue with this man. He's not moving down. But, Bill, thank you for the call, buddy.
My aunt's trampy album collection.
See you, Bill. There goes record Bill. Here's a problem. And you're hearing it happen live.
You know what's killing me is I know, like, Tommy would have to fight so hard not looking through that collection and being like, oh, that's kind of cool. Oh, wow, I forgot about this. Like, you would appreciate it the most.
Of course.
And you would just fight it so hard for no reason.
Okay, I don't think that's how it would sound going
through. I don't even know which version of you to do right now. It's all of them combined.
Well, what if the music was too loud when he put the...
Oh, yeah,
then
yeah,
it would just hold his ears.
Look, Tommy thinks there's only a certain type of person that goes and chops for vinyl. You've been hearing it. And you're so wrong.
A soft dork.
Look, I want you one day.
Or dorkette.
You got the time. You do nothing. I want you to take 30 minutes and just walk around the record archive.
I've been in the record archive.
No, now. When's the last time you walked in the record archive?
I was at a guy's wedding.
Okay, exactly. It was closed when we were having my wedding reception.
Chicken was good.
It was delicious.
Oh, my God.
But here's the thing. When you walk around the record archive, it's people from every walks of life. It's like the Village People in there, which, by the way, you can get some of their albums.
I bet.
Look. My girl, you know my girls. Are they hipsters?
There are a couple of good ones.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
It's big old jack dudes. It's skinny ass pansy dudes. It's women. It's old. It's young.
It brings everybody together.
It really does. Mm. It really does. And like I said about bringing generations together.
Yeah.
Name me one thing you could talk about with a 20-year-old.
I don't know. I've seen other things where I saw young and old all coming together.
For example?
January 6th, like a pretty mixed crowd.
Can you give me one topic you could discuss with a 20-year-old?
Politics. Religion. Money.
Okay, I can think of one for Tommy.
What?
Wegmans.
Ooh.
That may be the one universal.
Okay.
Brings
thing
us all
that
together.
He loves,
rich
that
man,
he,
poor
that
man.
Everybody could talk about.
No, it's not
that's
poor
about,
man. It's something
that's
poor
about
man.
All you got.
Okay, bro. Vinyl is a connection. It is a bridge.
Well, maybe it'll cool the temperature of this planet down a little bit. Maybe everybody coming together with the music.
Okay, don't be a dick.
No, I'm listening. Maybe so.
What's funny about this too, Kimmy?
Yeah,
is like we said, right? Like when you get involved in the vinyl game, as I was
yeah, when you jump in,
yes. There are modern artists you will find based on the things that you go looking for that you love. And there are modern artists, Tommy.
That I don't know, but I may like.
That you, without question, would find. I promise you.
But how does that work if I've never heard them?
Because when you are in there, you will find things. You will end up getting in discussions.
Oh.
And people will point you in different directions. And this is a golden ticket into being relevant, which is as much as you say you don't care about that, you are desperately trying to do. Like, it's everything you could ever want. It's something you know well. Mm-hmm. It's nostalgia, which everyone loves. Mm-hmm. But one time, 8 years ago, you made fun of vinyl, and you don't want to look like an idiot, even though you look like an idiot now, so you won't embrace it.
No, maybe I'll go down in
no, you won't.
No,
you
I'll
won't.
Go down
no,
there.
You won't. You're
no,
not going
to
do
go
nothing.
Down.
No.
I think you do have to prepare yourself, though, because in any, you know, any case like this, where you get that type of crowd, you're going to run into some music snobs.
Sure, but you're going to go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, all of them.
I mean.
That's snob central, man.
I always
and he's
wonder,
one of them.
I
I'm not a music snob.
Oh, my God.
I'm a music snob, says jazz guy. Ugh, if you don't like Tommy Tempo and the 15 chord. Shut up. I can't even do it. That's how much it sucks. Sorry.
Like, dude. I don't know if it's frowned upon by some of those music snobs, like, to buy new records, whereas, like, they think, like, you should go dig through the old stuff and find something really unique.
Well, but still,
those are mass-produced. There's only a few of these left.
Well, yeah, but sometimes those don't hold up. Although there is a really cool, the wall at the record archive in the back.
Yeah.
Is there rare vinyl?
Ooh.
It's
Do
really,
you have to know somebody to get in there?
No, you idiot. It's just more expensive.
Oh.
No, it's just, they're, like, pinned to the wall.
Oh.
Like, in a sleeve.
I gotcha. But and they're super rare.
Super rare records.
Wait, what's like, the whack on that?
Well, I mean, they're expensive. But
Plus
like,
the tax.
Oh, they get you with the tax.
Oh, they get you with the rock tax.
But I'm saying, like, you walk through and you see bands that you remember when
yeah,
you were
sure.
a kid that never popped, like really rare pressings, foreign pressings. Like, I'm never going to buy any of them. But it's like a little museum to walk through.
Have you gone and looked at the old comedy albums?
I don't know if they must have a comedy
they
section. I haven't
do.
Looked.
Because comedy albums were huge when I was a kid.
Yeah, I haven't
oh,
looked.
Oh, I bet you they do somewhere.
Now I'm going to.
Because if I was going to go down there, the one thing I would want to get... is Red Fox Party album.
See, like, that's just it. You're doing the hipster thing. Like, oh, you want
I know,
music?
I know. See, I'm you're being comedy. That snob.
Man, oh,
yeah, Pryor, Live on the Sunset Strip. Second pressing.
Shut up. Let's take a break. Okay.
What happened?
Look, I know people don't take a lot of food recalls seriously.
Do you say this is a bad one?
It's really, really bad because you can get really, really sick. And maybe you've had it and you're okay, and maybe it's just a little bit, but I guess what we need to figure out is, was this by accident? Or was this on purpose?
So what did something get into the food?
Oh boy, did it.
Was it bad? What?
You're hanging out in the breaker box. Just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. You need to go to your refrigerator when you get home or right now to check if you have Cabot Creamery butter.
All check right. your butter.
Yes. Kimmy, did you see this story?
No.
Okay.
So what's wrong with my butter?
Over 1,700 pounds of the company's 8-ounce extra creamy premium butter sea salted was recalled.
Why?
Elevated levels of coliform.
What's that?
It's in poo.
Oh.
So there's ass in my butter?
Yep.
I got
Where did it come
ass
from?
Ass butter?
Well, it came well it
came from the animal probably.
Well, no, they don't say that.
Well, I would assume it ain't human.
They don't say that either.
So they're
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whose ass is in my butter?
I don't
know. Is it farm ass or is it farm hand ass?
I'm looking at the story on the DNC right now. By the way, just not to scare people, right? Because Cabot Creamery says that 99.5% of the product was recovered before reaching consumers.
Ooh. Oh, all right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they make like the Easter butter lamb?
Ooh, I don't know. No, I do they
That's holy butter.
Well, I know, people are probably buying a lot more butter than normal right now because of the Easter holiday coming up.
You're right, but this was all the way back in March,
yeah.
Right? So I don't know why you'd buy your butter lamb 3 weeks in advance.
Gotcha. Wait, so they're just getting around to telling us about it now?
They may have just found out.
But I'm saying, like, you could have, like you said, already had me some ass butter.
You got it. Ugh.
This is what it is, man.
All right, so here's my question, right? Now, again, we don't know where the fecal contamination came from. You're right, it could be animal. I hadn't considered that. But if it is human.
I mean, somebody like.
Well, there's one of two ways this could have happened.
There's only one way it could happen.
No. There's either somebody.
There's no accidental.
Yes.
How?
Somebody didn't wash their hands and it got into the butter.
So they didn't wipe?
Yeah. Or they wiped or didn't and did not wash.
Okay.
Or something. Yeah.
Or.
But that's a lot of. That would take a lot of like not washing your hands to infect a whole vat of butter.
I don't know.
Maybe it doesn't take much, but they have to do it out of precaution, you know?
Did somebody take a dump in the butter?
So that's what I'm thinking of.
Of course you're thinking
that's
of
where
that.
Your mind
you brought
first
it up
went.
First.
I was at, no, I said it could go one or two ways.
So that's like a disgruntled butter employee. I'm going to dump in this butter, man. Shut this whole operation down.
It kind of worked if that was the case. Now, there is nothing in the story that suggests that anyone intentionally took a dump in the butter.
There.
Right, and here's the thing: even the bacteria found doesn't indicate whether it's human or animal. This is found in the waste of animals and humans.
Oh, they can't detect.
Yes, in as well as in plant and soil material. So it's possible that nobody did anything wrong.
Oh, so it came right out of the farm.
Something in the butter. Yeah,
you got it. And by the way, if you do have this butter, you just bring it back to where you got it from, and they will give you a new butter.
Imagine you going all the way back to the store.
I love
with
it.
With my 8 ounces of butter.
Especially if you already ate it.
If I got dump butter.
Yeah.
I'm just tossing it, man.
Okay.
Is butter
that.
Expensive? I don't know.
You don't buy butter that often, you know?
Don't buy butter at all.
What's he using butter for? His hair?
Not even.
Oh, when I go to your mom's house.
I used hair first, stupid, because you're old.
And then it's definitely ass butter.
Kimmy, can you Google?
Butter that ass good.
Shut. Well, because there's different levels of butter too, right? Because there's some butter. No, I'm serious.
Right. There's some large butter variety that is of butter.
What do you mean? There's a top shelf.
No, there is
butter.
Some butter
go
that
to
is
the
shockingly expensive.
Shop for butter, and you will be shocked.
Why is there? How is a butter elevated to top shelf?
So there's Irish butter that is like jaw-droppingly expensive that we buy.
What's
once
Irish
a year.
Butter?
It's like Kilkerry Irish butter.
Man, what
like
a
that.
Scam!
It's
this
so
is.
Good, bro.
Bo,
it is
there
so
ain't
good.
No difference from your busted ass. Irish
you,
butter.
I'm
what do you put
you,
it on?
Like the
potato?
Well, that and bread during corned beef and cabbage. Ooh. We buy it one time a year. That's how expensive this butter is. And they sell it in a special section at Wegmans.
I got to go look now.
Kimmy, could you Google what a Cabot Creamery 8-ounce extra creamy butter
that
cost?
That doesn't even sound like much. 8 ounces.
It's about $3.
Okay, that's fine.
You're dragging your ass all the way back with your poo butter. Give them all $3, goddammit.
$3, I'll chuck. Kimmy, can you Google what the Irish butter costs?
Oh, that's good Irish ass butter. Right there.
It's okay, so it comes in a block, and it only comes in, like, foil.
So that sounds like Irish Spring.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Irish Spring, except yellow.
That's more like $5, it
yeah,
looks like.
It's pretty expensive butter.
Oh, so there's, like, no really super. I thought there was going to be, like, you know, $50 a pound, like, caviar.
When I
butter.
Was looking up the Cabot one, there are certain high-end types butter? Of it that are, like, $7-$8.
What's, like, Like Wegmans sells like lamb butter, the turkey one, the Christmas tree. Are those expensive?
What? The turkey?
You know, the ones that the molds.
Yeah, yeah. Those are a little more expensive. I thought most of those were made locally, Kimmy. The butter lambs and the butter
Yeah, I thought
turkey.
It was a Western New York thing.
Oh.
So I could be wrong.
I just assumed they were like local dairies that were pressing them in there.
Oh, all right.
Or the stores just take random butter and put them in presses
themselves. Well, Wegmans has their own. I see those out.
By the way, that's... Right. Relatively new to our area. That was a Buffalo thing forever. I never remembered seeing a butter lamb like being sold in Rochester until
that's
like,
a holy butter.
10 years ago.
Are those are blessed.
They're not.
Yes, sir.
No, they're not.
You'd have to.
No, you wouldn't.
The butter lamb's about $5.
Okay.
You just get the priest who comes in and weighs it around the whole.
I don't know. I think the only time religious people are in grocery stores for work is to make sure the kitchen's kosher.
Oh. All right.
Nothing about the lambs. They stay out
I don't
of the
know how
area.
Religious butter works.
252 WCMF. Again, if you have a Cabot Creamery 8-ounce extra creamy premium butter, sea salted. You're going to want to either throw that away or bring it back to where you got it because of potential fecal contamination.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Let's say I've already eaten it. What's the worst that could happen to me? Because it sounds like it's probably not like a lot in it.
Okay.
So like if I ate this stuff, am I going to die? Am I going to get
the
how much
could be in it or just the fact that it could be in it was enough to mess with your brain?
But think about how much of like is in everything, right?
How much is in everything?
Right, no, I'm just
think
saying,
about
like
that, Kimmy. Think about how much is in everything.
No, because I mean, you know.
What
like
is?
They will like bug parts and stuff.
Bug parts, rat parts, poo, dirty hands. I mean, it all gets. And we.
Okay.
Everybody's fired.
Look, 10 years ago, I'd be with you 100%, right? But we have seen locally and nationally some things happen over the last couple of years. There was that.
The lunch meat.
There was a lunch meat that actually killed people.
Right.
There was that issue at that party house that is no longer open with the gravy where people...
Well, that gravy got out of control.
Somebody had to have, like...
Oh, yeah.
...feet of intestine removed.
Yeah.
Right? And, look, we talked about this 2 weeks ago. It's not your imagination. Food recalls are... They've sharply gone up.
Mm.
Right? So, I'm at the point... I ain't messing with it.
Wash your butter.
Well, no. I'm chucking it. I'm out, man. Right. I don't want to test it.
Better safe than agree. Sorry.
Yeah, well, don't sit here and be like, oh, what's the big deal? I'll tell you, we're seeing the big deal. People have died. They have died.
They died for the butter. They died.
And again.
Get rid of it, lady, especially if you're hosting Easter brunch. Do not risk this with your family.
Good call. Grandma got a sick on poo butter. One of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs.
Grandma killed Cousin Joe with her poo butter.
You can get that. You could have got that this weekend at Record Store Day. It was Ribs Arkansas Vinyl, one-line songs.
Nobody was sad to see Uncle Joe go.
And then there was that double album, Ribs Arkansas, second line after everything was finished songs. Inappropriate timed songs in a conversation by Ribs Arkansas. Shut up.